The gay rights advocacy group SAVE is endorsing Democratic candidate Charlie Crist for governor. Tony Lima is the group's executive director, and he says the group continues to become more active when it comes to elections.
We endorsed an entire slate of judicial candidates because we know, especially with now the fourth positive ruling when it comes to marriage equality in the state, our judges are very, very important to get anything done. And then within the next couple of weeks, we'll get into endorsing our congressional candidates and some other endorsements that'll come out of the SAVE Action PAC.
Lima says as SAVE moves beyond its Miami-Dade County roots, it's looking to have a greater influence in Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties. The days may be numbered for the giant wooden roller coaster off I-95. The iconic Dania Beach Hurricane, which closed down in 2011, may soon have a new owner who has no intention of keeping it around. West Palm Beach-based Master Development has a contract on the land underneath the millions of feet of wood and concrete to build what's called Dania Live. The development will include shops, a hotel, restaurants, and apartments. Bob Shapiro is president of the development company. He says, unlike the roller coaster, this development will be a place that the community can gather.
Yeah, the roller coaster has had its day, but it never really did anything economically. And, you know, this becomes a major destination landmark for the next, 50 years.
Shapiro says the development intends to attract Eastern Broward residents and tourists coming into the Fort Lauderdale Airport, as well as cruise ship passengers traveling through Port Everglades. Shapiro hopes to break ground early next year. He's waiting for final zoning approval. Former Hialeah Mayor Julio Martinez remains in critical condition in a Miami hospital after a serious accident on Interstate 95. Martinez was admitted to the Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital Tuesday. Official reports show Martinez was helping a friend change a tire on the interstate when a black Honda Accord lost control, hitting several cars, including Martinez, knocking him several feet. Florida economists are confident that the state's economy will stay strong in the coming years. Thursday, the Office of Economic and Demographic Research released new forecasts that show the state's economy continuing its recovery after the Great Recession. Economists estimate Florida's main budget account should grow 3.8% in the coming fiscal year. The new forecast does show a slight decrease of tax dollars flowing into the state, but there should still be a $1 billion surplus in the next budget. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.